Hello, it's the 14th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Beds Police are appealing for witnesses after a house on Clapham's High Street was the target of a suspected arson attack on Saturday morning. Emergency service were called to the house at 4:30 a.m. after a report the front door had a chemical accelerant thrown at it before setting alight. The fire brigade put out the fire before anybody inside the house was harmed. Police are trying to identify a man who fled the scene along with a Jeep-type vehicle that a witness saw making a U-turn at the time of the incident. Detective Sergeant Graham Williams said, "Luckily, the occupants of the home were unharmed, but we take reports of arson very seriously. We are investigating the circumstances of this incident and treating this as deliberate." Responsible residents who neatly bag up rubbish and stack it next to full bins are being threatened with £100 fines by Bedford Council. They've even asked people to snitch on each other for being considerate rather than acknowledge or deal with the real problem, why bins aren't being emptied. The latest petty dictate comes despite recent huge increases in council tax. The elderly in Bedford have been gifted 500 special anti-scam phones thanks to a grant from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. The phones look and work like a normal landline, but are able to identify scam numbers and block the call from ringing through to vulnerable residents. The £20,000 grant to Age UK will see them partner with Safer Streets and Bobby Scheme, who will install them for eligible residents across the county. Check the show notes for a link on how to refer someone. Conservative councillor Roger Rigby asked Bedford's mayor to make all council-run car parks free for 3 hours to boost the local economy. The council was given an extra £150,000 to reopen the town, and councillor Rigby thinks the 3 months of free parking is just what the doctor ordered, something many residents online have welcomely backed. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.